Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
With Tiff Joy release right after this song, we're going to hear from the legend, the man himself. My name is the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
Whatever your need is, God told me to tell you, it's already released.
There's a blessing in the room today. Are you ready? Get ready. It's already been released. Anybody believe that? Come on, y'all say there's a blessing
in this room today.
So get ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready.
Get ready.
It's already been
released.
Listen. So there's a healing in the room today. Are you? Come on, if you believe that, help me say.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to welcome back to the program the one and only legend himself, Ricky Dillard. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Brother Axum, God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Oh, you're welcome. First and foremost, let me ask you this. How are you doing? How is your family? How are you doing during these tumultuous times?
Well, I am well, but I am disturbed and have heard of a few people that I personally know who are fighting for their lives in hospitals throughout the world. And it is a sad time, a very fearful time. But what I thank God for is that his blood has been applied on my life, over my family. I'm grateful that my family is okay. I do not know anybody in my family who has contracted the COVID-19 virus, but I am praying for the world. I am praying for everybody in this crazy time that we are experiencing. The only thing that I can think of is 2 Timothy 1:7, when he says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So allow that sound mind to stand. Do what your governors and state and city officials are asking and requesting of you. Follow those guidelines. Let's be proactive and work together and watch God bring us through this.
Amen. Amen. We appreciate those words of comfort. And before we talk about some of your current things that you have taking place, are you finding now that you have an opportunity to sort of hear from God and work on something futuristic that will, I know what you've got going on now, because I'm loving the song Release with Tiff Joy.
But are you writing something that
God is using you to pen during this moment?
Well, actually, I am just kind of meditating and just spending time with God as he ministers to me on a daily, and we'll just have to see what comes out of this season of trial, tribulation, turmoil, fear, and then the victory party. I already am proclaiming the victory, that we are going to come to this. If he come through this, if God has done it before, he's going to do it again. He that keepeth Israel never sleeps nor slumbers. So we might as well roll on over, go to sleep, let God handle this, and do what we are told to do and move and walk in our faith.
Amen. I like that. The victory has already been won. So let's talk about this song, Release, featuring Tiff Joy. How did you two collaborate on this? What was the thought behind this? I love the song.
Thank you. Well, David Frazier wrote this song, and of course, y'all are familiar with David Frazier's music. He wrote I Need You to Survive and so many songs for many artists. So this is his opportunity to write for me. And when I heard the song, I sat with the song for about a couple of years, maybe, before cutting it. And I was trying to figure out who would best execute the piece. When I heard it, I was trying to put the voice with the song, and the spirit kind of called out Tiff Joy. And I felt that it also was a good time to bring Tiff Joy back for a second feature, as we are working with her, helping to build her platform, her career, her artistry. And we are so very proud that her first feature on our last couple of albums, which was amazing, was a big smash hit for us. I didn't think we needed to bring her back for the 10 album, but what better time to deliver a message in a time like this than to have Tiff Joy on this song. She executed it with power and anointing, with fervor, and I am so blessed to have her a part of our family, and she is a part of our family. This is not something we be just working up on. It's the will of God, and we are praising God for the message and Release.
Amen. And we definitely love that song. So let's talk about Let There Be Peace on Earth and More Abundantly the Medley. What's going on with those two songs?
Well, let me just say, you know, when EJ Gaines and Monica Coates, and my hats off to them and the Motown Gospel family, this is my freshman project with them. And when they came to me asking me to put this record together, I decided to go home to Chicago, where we recorded our very first record. We went back to that room. EJ was like, I want just a regular church room, not a mega church, not a big church. I just want a regular church room where we can sing and have church, pull out tambourines, and just enjoy the presence of God. And we decided to go to the first church that we ever recorded, which was the Haven of Rest Baptist Church. We recorded More Abundantly there 30 years ago.
Wow.
And we thought we'd come back again 30 years later in the same room and do an anniversary edition of this song. And we called it the More Abundantly Medley. It was a great idea. I felt it was a great idea. I felt it was a time to revisit More Abundantly. The joy of the Lord is our strength, even in this time. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And we need that joy. We need that power. We need that alive move of God that brings us and ignites us into His presence, that everything we need is in His presence. So we wanted to recut that, and I hope that you like that version that we released. And then, of course, we got the release song, and then we also have Since He Came. Now, Let There Be Peace is a very relevant message for the now. I feel like what our world is going through, the economic issues, healthcare issues, the divisiveness in America or in the world, we need peace. We need God to speak peace. And peace is a fruit of God's Spirit. And those who have the Holy Ghost, you are to walk in peace, and we are the salt of the earth. So I want to make sure that this message is resonated in this time, that we can sing together, Let There Be Peace on Earth.
Amen. You are definitely bringing us to a place where we can appreciate God through song, especially during times like these. Let me ask you, what was it like to be in that room, to sort of come full circle 30 years later, and to just be, what's that like from the time when you started? So I guess let me ask you this question. How did that moment first happen when you were first in that studio to record 30 years ago? And what did it feel like to come back 30 years ago to sort of have this moment in time to reflect and to offer up something new off of the shoulders of something old?
Mm-hmm. The first time we cut in that room, I still remember the excitement, and the atmosphere was so charged to see these new kids on the block, because you know Chicago is full of gospel artists. It is the capital of gospel music, and back then most of the pioneers are legends. Then they're all asleep now, but let me just say I had many of them in the room to come and witness our first live recording, and it was a charged atmosphere. We opened up with More Abundantly in 1990. That was the first song we sang that night. And it charged the atmosphere so. And to go back to that room 30 years ago, soon as the music hit, that same energy, if not greater, came into that room, and the presence of God was there, ignited the atmosphere, and it brought so much joy that throughout the rest of the session, we were set, the atmosphere was set for blessings and miracles, and people actually left there with what they actually came there for. So we praise God that we were able to be in that room, and God met us again like He did 30 years ago.
That is so amazing. So let me ask you this. I tell the listeners all the time, especially people who are new to the body of Christ and they're not familiar with gospel music, that God lives in music, and you can be healed and delivered and made free in so many areas through music. Has there been a time in your mind that you can share with us where you actually witnessed God move through music, through maybe one of your concerts, and you just saw God and just said, oh my, thank you, Lord. Just like, that's wow.
All the time. David said, in thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand are pleasures forever. And it does not matter when you go into a worship experience and you go in with your weapon and you go in with your praise, there is no way that when you utter a praise unto God, that he does not come. Even in scripture, you know, you talked about how they entered into the tabernacle, and as the musicians and singers sang, that a glory cloud assembled in the room, and by reason of the cloud, the minister was unable to minister. There's so many great things that happen in an atmosphere through music that just changes the atmosphere. Even when David played for Saul, I mean, Saul was plagued with, his mind was plagued with demonic force, and David came to play. And as a result of his playing, the songs of God, the hymns of God, that David was freed. And we praise God that even today, in the music, that God frees, delivers, heals through the message and the anointing and the power of God through the music.
Amen. I appreciate you for sharing that. And so I guess lastly, as we begin to wrap up, I want to ask you, who designs your wardrobe? You are always sharp, sort of a trendsetter, I've got to say. So like your bio cover, all that stuff, you always look the part. You always look sharp. Who is handling that for you?
Well, let me just say, on photo shoots, I have a guy out of New York. His name is Carlton Spence. He styled me for the last maybe 3-4 albums. He has been really enlightening to capture me in a few different styles, such as if you look at the 10 cover, I have 10 Rickies on the cover, and I have different outfits on.
Yeah.
He created 10 looks that really would bring light to my personality and who I am. But on an everyday basis, when you see me out, I dress myself. I dress the way I feel. If I feel colorful, I'm gonna put on some colors. If I feel conservative, I might come back conservative. I mean, it's just based on what my day is and how I'm feeling and how I want to present. And I just enjoy fashion. I enjoy clothing. I enjoy, you know, inspiring others, especially brothers who may be afraid of color. You know, you don't have to be afraid of color. You know what I'm saying? You light up the corner, brighten up the corner where you are, where you go. You know, make your presentation one that people can resonate who your personality is and just the God in you. And I praise God that people, you know, kind of, you know, get down with Ricky Dillard as to what I wear from time to time. So I appreciate the question. I do like to dress myself. I do like different styles, and I like to be current as well.
Amen. I just thought I'd ask you, because I'm like, you know what? I can tell. I'm not saying that other people, well, they say, copying a person is the greatest form of flattery or something like that. But I do see that a lot of musicians and choir directors are not afraid to sort of just come out and look clean, you know, look sharp when they're directing the choir or doing something. I think that a person like you, we've got to give you homage for yet another thing that you add to the industry that might go under the radar, unnoticed, unsaid sometimes. So I just thought I'd say that to you, you know?
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. I'm humbled by that. Yeah. I love to dress. I love the clothing. So, you know, that's inspirational and very inspiring for me to continue to do what I do.
Yeah, because I'll go into a men's store and I'll see a jacket and look at it. Nah, I'm not going to wear it. That's probably too loud. But then I see you on the cover. You know, Ricky had that on. So, you know what? I can pull it off. So I can pull it off. So, yeah.
Right on, bro.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Right on.
Yeah. So the album
go
before.
Go on out there, brother.
You're welcome. You're welcome. The full album is called Choir Master, and it'll be available everywhere in May. So other than that, how can people find out more about you and more about everything you've got going on?
Before I mention that, Brother XM, I do want to share with your listeners the format of how we are going to walk to the May 1st release. On April 3rd, Choir Master album pre-orders will be available on all digital platforms. So when people pre-order the album, they will get four songs. They will get the More Abundantly Medley. They will get a song released. They will get a song called Since He Came. And I'm going to drop a brand new song on April 3rd for you called Let There Be Peace on Earth, which has not been heard by the public and has not been seen on video. And the video and song will release on April 3rd. And then you'll get the entire album on May 1st. You can find me on Instagram, Ricky Dillard, Facebook, Dr. Ricky Dillard, Twitter, Ricky Dillard. And if you want to watch our videos and performances, you can go to YouTube and subscribe to my YouTube channel called Ricky Dillard TV. You'll see all of our videos. And if you want to book us for a workshop, our choir to come to your church anniversary, your concert, whatever you're having, you can give us a call at 347-538-1668. We are waiting your call. We're looking to work with you.
Amen. Thank you so much, the one and only legend himself, Ricky Dillard. Thank you for always spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Thank you, XM. I appreciate everything that you do for us and the gospel industry and how you allow our lives and music ministries to enter into the homes of all the listeners that God is giving you power over. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.